Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Ann Nelson, your host for the show. Today's guest is Jason Hartman, an author, speaker, podcast rock star, and financial guru. Jason is a self-made multimillionaire and serial entrepreneur who has started 21 companies in the investing, financing, real estate development, and tech spaces. Jason has owned properties in 11 states in the USA, has had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in several thousand real estate transactions. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey, Ann, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And, you know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a rock star. So I guess I'll take podcast rock star as a second option. It's not quite as sexy as being a real rock star, but okay.
I believe your speciality is real estate. But before we get into that, can you tell us about your rags to riches story, please, Jason?
Yeah, I basically grew up in Los Angeles, California. I grew up kind of on the poor side. I didn't like it very much, you know, never having money to buy things or eat well or have clothing or have a decent house to live in or anything. And as an adult, I didn't want to spend my adult life that way. So I saw an infomercial for a real estate guru when I was 16 years old, and it intrigued me. I got the host of the infomercial. I got his book and I read three chapters. I put it down. My mom picked it up and read the whole thing and got really interested in the topic. I was only 16, mind you. And when I was 18 years old, I was about to graduate from high school, and my mom says to me, you know, Jason, you got me interested in this real estate stuff, and there's a big seminar this weekend in Anaheim, California by Disneyland. Why don't you go? So I went to that seminar, and I got really interested. And right after that, I enrolled in real estate school, and I ended up getting my real estate license in my first year of college when I was 19 years old. And started selling real estate part-time for Century 21, and I was going to college at the same time. And then about 6 months after that, one of my clients that I had sold a few properties to, he was an investor. His name was Jim Wool, and he said to me, you know, Jason, one of these properties, I don't like it very much. I'd like to sell it. So why don't you list it for me, list it for sale, and see if he can find a buyer. And I said, you know, Jim, I don't want to sell it for you. I want to buy it from you. And I ended up buying it, my first investment property, when I was 20 years old. I was still living at home with my mom, but I owned a rental property. And so that was kind of exciting. And the rest, as they say, is history. I continued in my real estate career, and I continued buying investment properties. And I just believe, Ann, that income property is the most historically proven asset class in the world, in the entire world. It's the most tax-favored asset class in the United States, and it's just a great way for people to create wealth, you know, middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class, wealthy people. It works for all of them. You just have to have a few bucks to get started, not much, and you can really do something big if you play your cards right.
That's a fascinating story. Thanks for sharing it. I believe you don't like Wall Street so much. And can you tell me why you believe it's a modern version of organized crime?
Yeah, I like to say that Wall Street is the modern version of organized crime. And one of the things that I teach people is what I call the 10 commandments of successful investing. The 10 commandments of successful investing. And people can find that on my website at jasonhartman.com. I've done a lot of podcasts about that topic, and I've got some blog posts about it as well. In the 10 commandments of successful investing, commandment number 3, Anne, is called thou shalt maintain control. And what I'm recommending here is that people whatever they invest in, they should be a direct investor, not pooling their money with somebody else, not giving their money to some fund manager, not giving their money to some financial advisor to invest in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. They should, if they're going to invest in something, they should buy it, own it, control it, and have direct knowledge of it. And in so doing, they will avoid the three major problems that people have when they relinquish control. And so commandment number three, thou shalt maintain control, which means be a direct investor. Those three problems that people have when they relinquish control of their financial future, when they relinquish control of their money, are number one, they could be investing with a crook. And certainly we've all heard of all the scandals on Wall Street and so forth. Number two is they might be investing with an idiot, okay? And you'll lose their money. You'll lose your money either through the person's crookery or their stupidity. But assuming that you're investing with someone who's honest and competent, the number three problem is they take a huge management fee off the top for managing the deal. And we don't want any of this. When we become a direct investor, we eliminate most of this risk. So in the real estate world, my company helps people buy properties nationwide. We have a lot of investors from Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Asia, really all over the world, Middle East, all over the world, and Canada and everywhere. So these investors, they are in control. They directly invest and own and control the asset. They don't have to have some fund manager controlling it. And that gives them a much greater return on investment and much more serenity because they have a lot more control of their lives. So it's just better to be a direct investor and follow commandment number three, thou shalt maintain control.
That's very wise advice. I believe you are focusing on residential real estate as your favorite income-producing investment?
Yes. I like income properties. I like simple, humble, single-family homes that have created more wealth for regular people than any other asset class in the entire world. And, you know, I've been saying that for many years, and people challenge me on a lot of the stuff I say, but no one challenges me on that one because it just has worked for hundreds and hundreds of millions of people around the world. Just buy some houses and rent them out to other people. But they've got to make sense. You've got to follow all 10 commandments, okay? Not just commandment number three. And that's the most historically proven asset class. You know, you've got to do it right. And so maybe this is a good time to talk about doing it right and what's involved in that. One of the first things people need to realize, Anne, is that there are three types of real estate markets around the world. No matter where you are on planet Earth, all markets can be classified into one of these three categories: linear, cyclical, or hybrid. So the markets we all hear about are the cyclical markets. These are markets like Sydney, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand, Paris, France. There are markets like New York City, South Florida, and now I'm talking about the U.S., of course. They're pretty much all of the West Coast of the United States, California, Oregon, Washington State, Vancouver, Canada, Hong Kong, Tokyo. You know, these are the cyclical markets around the world that have glorious highs and really ugly, terrible lows. And the problem with those markets is, number one, nobody really can seem to predict whether they're going up, down, or sideways. So that's the first problem. But that is even far too simplistic, because the other problem they have is all of these markets share this other major problem, this other major flaw. They have terrible cash flow. You can't get any good RV ratio. Now, what is an RV ratio? It's the rent-to-value ratio. And the ideal RV ratio is somewhere in the neighborhood of 1% of the value of the property every month. And you know what's interesting about this? It doesn't matter what currency you're talking about. You could be talking about the Australian dollar, the U.S. dollar. You could be talking about the euro, the pound, the yen. It doesn't matter. all math is the same worldwide. Okay, so it's regardless of currency. If you have a property that is worth 100,000 US dollars or 100,000 euros, doesn't matter, right? It should rent for either 1,000 US dollars per month or 1,000 euros per month, 1% of the value, okay? Mm-hmm. And in all of these cyclical markets that I just described, the typical RV ratios are terrible. They're typically around 0.4%. So in Vancouver, Canada, for example, if you could find, or Sydney, Australia, same thing, right? If you could find a $1 million property, which is not easy, amazingly, it's hard to find a property for $1 million, not $100,000. If you could find a $1 million property, it would typically rent for $4,000 per month. And that's not good enough. If you invest $1 million, I want you to get $10,000 per month, okay? At 1% of the value. So what I would rather see people do, because in Los Angeles, that $1 million property would rent for about $4,000 per month, and that's just not good enough. It doesn't work. So in these linear markets, you can find a $100,000 property that will rent for about $1,000 per month. So we only recommend U.S. properties because we think the U.S. has some really special characteristics. And understand that I'm a very international thinker. I've been to 80 countries. I love to travel. I've looked at real estate deals in many of the 80 countries I've been to many times. And we just can't find any country really that is as desirable as the United States for real estate. The U.S. seems to have a pretty special real estate market. So what are the linear markets in the U.S.? There are places like Tampa, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, some of the outlying areas in Chicago, Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis, Indiana, Atlanta, Georgia, Little Rock, Arkansas. These are fantastic linear markets that have very good fundamentals, and properties rent for about 1% of the value per month. So we love them.
That's really good information. Is it where the strongest employment opportunities are, or is it anything to do with where the baby boomers are choosing to live?
You know, that's a very good question you bring up, because every day we have thousands of baby boomers hitting retirement age. Okay, what do they say in America? Every like 8 seconds, someone turns 60 now, right? Or something like that. And those baby boomers generally are looking for low cost of living environments with warm weather, and they are moving, by and large, the big trend is to move to the South and the Southeast United States. But there are a few exceptions that we like. And, you know, like I mentioned before, two of those exceptions would be some of the Chicago markets, suburbs of Chicago, not Chicago itself, and Indianapolis. Those two would be exceptions to that rule. But by and large, most of our recommendations are in the South, the Midwest, and the Southeastern United States. So yeah, the retiring baby boomers, business-friendly states, right-to-work states that don't have a heavy union presence, these are all good investment factors, among many other factors as well.
Right. So where does anyone start if they want to get into becoming a cash flow property investor?
Well, you know, I've got a great video on my website, and I know you were just watching it. It's a quick overview, and it's free. If you just go to jasonhartman.com, any of your listeners can take advantage of that. And it's basically, it teaches people how to analyze a real estate investment, how to look at a pro forma, how to standardize your data so that you don't make irrational emotional decisions, so you're an analytical investor. So that's a great place. And of course, my podcast, The Creating Wealth Show, is available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, or whatever podcast platform. Just type Jason Hartman in the search and you can find my free podcast. So the video and the podcast are two great sources, and they're both free.
Thank you. Could you also tell us about some ways investors could protect their wealth? I believe you're very strong in that as well.
Well, you know, there are different threats to one's wealth, right? One threat is lawyers and litigation and the fear of that. And so there are various asset protection strategies that many of my guests on my show and the guests, the speakers at our live events talk about. Rich Dad author Garrett Sutton spoke, he's been on my podcast a few times, and he spoke at a recent event we had in Irvine, California. And he talks a lot about asset protection. He's written several books on the topic, and it's all on my podcast for free. Then the other thing, the other big threat besides litigation and legal concerns is just the threat of market cycles and market changes and things like that. So the first thing you want to do is invest in solid, conservative, linear markets. So we talked about that. The three types of markets: cyclical, linear, and hybrid. By the way, I didn't really mention hybrid beforehand, but hybrid is just, as the name would imply, a mix of linear and cyclical. It's the in-between markets. Places like Phoenix would be one of those markets, okay? So invest in good, solid, conservative, linear markets. Invest for cash flow. Follow my 10 commandments of successful investing. And then one of those other commandments that we haven't talked about yet is thou shalt diversify. Thou shalt diversify. So with diversification, you can take the most historically proven asset class in the world, income property, but you can diversify geographically. See, there's an old saying in real estate that all real estate is local. All real estate is local. So it makes sense to take the best asset class, but diversify geographically into at least three different markets, but not more than five markets. You can over-diversify, and that's one of the mistakes I've made personally with my own portfolio. I have over-diversified, and I don't want people to do that, okay? You want to just diversify into at least three markets, but not more than five markets. So that's a good way to protect your wealth from market cycles, diversification.
Diversification. That's great advice. When you're living a long way away from your properties, how do you manage your properties from away?
Well, that's a great question. And this whole thing lives and dies on a couple of things. Number one, you got to buy the right property in the right market from the right team of people. Okay, so those are the first things that happen. But then the second thing that happens is management. So we basically recommend, we vet and recommend property management companies that can help you. But we also, and this is a surprising thing that people are doing and it's working pretty well, we teach people, if they want to, how to self-manage their properties long distance. And, you know, if you would have told me this was possible several years ago before I did it myself many times, I would have told you you're crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you really can, with the right tools, and we teach people about these tools, and it's all free education. We don't charge for any of this stuff. Okay. We teach people how to self-manage their properties. So you have two choices. You can either hire a property manager, either one that you find and you like, or one that we recommend, or you can self-manage your properties.
Sounds as though there's a bit to take on there, but self-managing, it is possible, I suppose.
Well, again, they can listen to my free podcast. It's called The Creating Wealth Show. We've got almost 800 episodes now, and I've been doing that podcast for over 12 years at this point. So we've got a huge audience of listeners from 164 countries worldwide. So take advantage of The Creating Wealth Show. Just go to any podcast platform and type Jason Hartman, JasonHartman. And check that out. And then also that 27-minute video on my website, which gives you a great overview of how to analyze a real estate deal, basically how to be a good investor in less than a half hour. And that free video is available at jasonhartman.com.
Thank you. Do you have any more tips that you'd like to pass on?
Oh, well, that's a loaded question. I've got a lot of other good tips. I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes over the years. I've seen our clients have big successes and make some mistakes too. And what I try to do on my podcast is just teach people about those mistakes so they don't have to make them themselves. They can learn at my expense. and that's just a great way to do it. You know, I had mentors too. I had people that helped me avoid a lot of mistakes, but then I made a few of my own, of course. And that's just a great way to learn. Don't try to do this yourself. We have a whole support network. We have a whole team of people that help people invest and really just do this right based on the principles of my Ten Commandments. So don't go it alone. There's no need to. Okay. And just check out the resources at jasonhartman.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been a very informative talk today. And I wish you well. And I'm sure my listeners will get a lot of value out of our chat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne. Happy investing to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.